Last week we started to speak about the halachas of a basis, and we gave basically the conditions where if something muktzah is on something else, under what conditions that something else becomes muktzah also, similar to the muktzah that's on it. Today I want to speak about where it doesn't become a basis. Next week, Amir Hashem, will continue where it is a basis. But it doesn't, for instance, some of those conditions aren't met. And therefore, the thing that it's on is not a basis. For instance, you leave money on your pillow. And you forgot it there. So you didn't leave it on purpose, not a basis. The pillow does not become a basis. And when the money will be taken off the pillow somehow, you can use the pillow, move the pillow around. But the problem is getting the money off the pillow. You can't move the money off the pillow because it's mukta machmas gufo, which is asur even litzarach mekoma or gufo. If you left a hammer on your pillow, it would be no problem. Just pick up the hammer and take it off, because that's mukta machmas melachto leisur, and it's mutter litzarach gufo mekoma. You need the pillow to put your head on. You don't want the hammer there, so you can take it off. But money is not like that. So now what do you do? So the halacha is like this, that if you can, the pillow is not a great example according to this, but if you can take the muktzah and tilt the thing, the base, the thing that's not muktzah, so that the muktzah falls off, that's the ideal thing to do. You obviously can't take the muktzah off itself, because that's moving muktzah, and you have no right to move that for any purpose according to the muktzah we're talking about. So you tilt the thing and the muktzah falls off, and then you can, what's it called, you can use a pillow. For instance, let's say the pillow is on the ground and it has the money on it. You want to now use the pillow to sleep on. So you tilt the pillow, money falls off on the floor, and you put the pillow on your bed. If, however, by tilting the muktzah off the thing, it's not going to solve the problem. Right? For instance, the pillow's on the bed already, and tilting the pillow, right, is going to put the money now on the bed. Okay, and for some reason it can't go on the floor. Okay, it's going to go on the bed. So now it doesn't help. Now you have the money on the bed. You don't have the money on the bed either. You can't tilt the bed either. So therefore, you're allowed to pick up the pillow and move it to another place, preferably the first possible place to tilt it and get the money off, and then bring the pillow back. Or other situations where tilting the base won't help. If you will damage the muktzah by tilting it, something very important, glassware, and if you tilt it off, it's going to break. Then you don't have to tilt it off where it is. You can carry the base with the muktzah on it to a place that is conducive to tilting it off, where there's, what's it called, something that will cushion the fall and the thing won't break. Or if it'll damage other things. By tilting it, you're going to damage something. You have heavy machinery or something on a base, and if you tilt it off, it's going to break your floor or whatever. So then also, you know, you can take it to the nearest place where it will be possible to tilt off. All of this is only if you're moving the base, which is not a basis, again, because it doesn't fulfill all the requirements of making it a basis, so you're allowed to move the thing itself, just the muktzah is asur, so that's called tilkul min atzad. You're moving the muktzah indirectly, not directly. That's mutter only if you're moving it litzorech dovra mutter. You want the pillow, you want the base, you want the place. But if you want the muktzah, you're moving it. For instance, you have a muktzah on a chair outside, and it looks like it's going to rain, and the muktzah will get ruined in the rain. So you're not allowed to pick up the chair, even though the chair is not a basis, and move the muktzah indirectly through the chair to save the muktzah. That's tiltul min hatzad l'tzorech hamuktzah. That's awesome. But tilkul min atzad with tzorech dovra mutter, you want the chair. It's just that you can't move the muktzah off the chair, so then you can tilt the muktzah off the chair or move the chair to a place where you can tilt the muktzah off. That's okay. But tilting the atzad, the tzorech hamuktzah is awesome.
Why is the chair not a basis?
Because you didn't leave it there on purpose or went on the other conditions. Okay.
What about if you want the place, but you don't want to have it left over there, you want to be left in the other room, in davar muktzah into the other room?
Yeah, so then if you can do it somewhere, what's it called, before that, then you can't take it in the other room. You can't move the thing the muktzah's on with the muktzah, letzorech the muktzah. You can only move it letzorech, what's it called, the thing that's mutter, or the place that you need, or whatever. Okay. So again, if both of them, you need both of them, and in order to do it, the only place you can tilt it off is in the next room, so you've been kaim both things, right? In other words, it's something glass, and you want the glassware inside, but you also want the chair. And you can't tilt it on the porch because it'll break the glass. So the best place to do it is in the room, first room inside the house where it happens to be a couch. So now you can tilt take the muktzah off on the couch, it won't break. And now you also accomplish that you got it inside, and you need the chair. But if you need both of them, you're allowed to do it. But if you don't really need both of them, you don't need the chair at all. Right, then you're doing it mamish only for the tzorech of bringing the muktzah inside. That's awesome.